kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa Australia Explained, ang SBS audio podcast na gagabay sa inyong pamumuhay sa Australia.
Maglalakbay ka sa kasaysayan kasama si John Paul Junkie, ang National Indigenous Affairs Editor ng SBS at co-host ng The Point sa NITV. Ipinapaliwanag niya kung paano naging opisyal na PETSA ng Australia Day ang Enero 26 at kung bakit patuloy na nagbabago ang kahulugan nito at nagdudulot ng debate sa buong bansa. Kaya, saan nga ba at paano nagsimula ang lahat?
Many see January 26th as a day that commemorates the arrival of the First Fleet at Sydney in 1788 and the beginnings of a nation. But did you know that the First Fleet, a group of 11 ships, had actually started arriving in Botany Bay 8 days earlier on January 18, 1788? Captain Arthur Phillip found Botany Bay unsuitable to establish the new colony.
Kalaunan, bumalik si Philip at ang kanyang grupo sa Botany Bay noong gabi ng Enero 23 at nagbigay ng utos na agad na maglayag ang buong fleet papuntang Port Jackson.
Strong headwinds kept the fleet trapped in Botany Bay, and the next day, the crews were shocked to see two strange ships appear outside Botany Bay. They were French ships under the command of Captain La Perouse. On Jan 25, the weather forced all bar one of the ships to again abandon their efforts. The ship that succeeded was the Supply. Early on the morning of the 26th, Philip and his party rowed ashore. The Union Jack was planted. A little ceremony took place with only a few dozen Marines, officers and oarsmen, while the convicts witnessed it from the deck of the Supply.
Pagsapit ng gabi, ang buong fleet ay nakaangkla na sa loob at paligid ng Sydney Cove. Mahigit 8 buwan matapos umalis sa England. Kaya, ang tanong, ito na nga ba ang opisyal na simula ng kolonya o pananakop?
Well, no. It wouldn't be until February the 7th that the new colony is formally founded and Arthur Phillip's governorship is formally proclaimed. The colony included all of Australia eastward, from the meridian of 135 degrees east. This included more than half the mainland of Australia and reflected the line of division between the claims of Spain and Portugal that was established in the Treaty of Tordesillas in 1494.
At syempre, formal na ang kinikilala ng Australia ngayon na ang lupang iyon ay hindi walang tao, kung hindi may mga naninirahan.
The First Fleet had landed on the lands of some 29 clan groups, whose country stretched across the entire Sydney Basin. The 26th of January was first gazetted as a public holiday for the colony of New South Wales by Governor Lachlan Macquarie in 1818, when it was referred to as First Landing Day or Foundation Day.
Ang ibang mga kolonya ay may kanya-kanyang araw ng pagdiriwang para sa pagkakatatag nila. Pagsapit ng 1888, ipinagdiriwang na ang Enero 26 sa karamihan ng mga kolonya bilang Foundation Day o Anniversary Day.
During the latter part of the 19th century, a group called the Australian Natives Association became a strong lobby group for federation and for celebrating a national holiday on January 26th. The Australian Natives Association was founded by and for the benefit of white native-born Australians.
At ang pagiging miyembro ay limitado lamang sa grupong iyon. Marami ang nag-aakala na ang Australia Day ay tanda ng pagkakatatag ng Commonwealth. Pero hindi iyon ang totoo.
What the people celebrate on Australia Day is not the coming into being of the Australian Commonwealth. That happened on New Year's Day 1901. And it's not the first sittings of the Parliament of the Commonwealth. That was May 9th, 1901.
Sa halip, ang petsang ito ay tumutukoy sa pagdating noong 1788 ni Captain Arthur Phillip, kasama ang mga opisyal, marines at mga bilanggo na dinala mula England sa baybayin ng Sydney Cove. Kaya Kailan nga ba nagsimulang gamitin ang pangalang kilala natin ngayon?
It was actually during the First World War that the concept of a National Australia Day came about. And initially, it was part of a fundraising plan for the war effort.
Gayunpaman, sa loob ng ilang taon, ginaganap ang mga pagdiriwang tuwing huling bahagi ng Hulyo. Pagsapit ng 1918, may ilang sangay ng Australian Natives Association ang tumatawag na sa 26 bilang Australia Day, habang ang iba naman ay mas pinipili pa rin ang Foundation Day o Anniversary Day.
In March 1930, the ANA Annual Conference resolved to name the day Australia Day. And by 1935, most Australian states were recognising January 26th as Australia Day, except for New South Wales, which still referred to the date as Anniversary Day.
Ngunit ang kwento ng petsang ito ay hindi lang para sa pagdiriwang. Simbolo rin ito ng pakikipaglaban. Noong 1938, sa ika-isang daan at limampung taon ng pagdating ng unang Europeans, nagdaos ang mga leader ng First Nations ng Day of Mourning, isa sa mga unang pambansang protesta para sa karapatan ng Aboriginal. Noong 1994 naman, opisyal nang naging pambansa ang public holiday.
Some states had a public holiday on the 26th of January, while others used the first Monday following. In 1988, the states all marked the bicentennial of Arthur Phillip's Landing as a public holiday. Gazetting of the 26th of January as the Australia Day public holiday finally became uniform in 1994.
Mahaba, komplikado at malalim ang kasaysayan ng Enero 26. Para sa ilan, ito ay araw ng pagdiriwang. Pero para sa maraming First Nations people, ito ay araw ng pagluluksa, protesta at pakikibaka para mabuhay. Habang patuloy ang pag-uusap sa buong bansa, ang pag-unawa sa kasaysayan sa likod ng petsang ito ay bahagi ng lumalaking kilusan para sa pagsasabi ng katotohanan. Ang episode na ito ng Australia Explained ay ginawa sa pakikipagtulungan ng NITV. Ang audio mula kay John Paul Janke ay kinuha mula sa isang video explainer na ginawa ng NITV. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Inyong napakinggan ang isang SBS audio podcast. Para sa iba pang nilalaman ng Australia Explained, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/australiaexplained. Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.